Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, Americans are spending more time than ever staring at the world through a windshield. That's the headline here. So we welcome in our good friend Jim Ryan. And on a fitting day here, Jim, because here in the city of Milwaukee, there's a 3.5-mile stretch of I-94 connecting 17th Street through 70th Street. They're going to widen this by one lane each direction. But that includes closing off one lane in each direction until construction is complete. 3 years from now, this is a 3.5-mile stretch. So here in Milwaukee, especially pertinent to talk about people sitting in traffic.
Well, yeah. And do you think that once it's completed and they reopen all the lanes, that suddenly all the traffic problems in Milwaukee will be solved?
No, because it's all moving west and it's all part of an 8-year project. Like, we're never out of it. And in Wisconsin, you only have a few months to do this, right? I mean, in winter, there's construction, but they definitely dial it back because the conditions don't really allow for it.
Sure. And it's a matter of constantly playing catch up. You know, it's hard to plan out in advance, although traffic planners, they call them that, but they're primarily just responding to what's happening already. And so this big rebuild of the freeway there and that whole, you know, structural renovation is a matter of just keeping up with the growing traffic demand as it is. And, you know, that's part of what they found in this survey, the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. They've been doing this study for a long time, gathering up data from around the country, including from Milwaukee. So if the national average is 63 hours, that's the average time that a commuter is spending in traffic every year in the whole country, Milwaukee is looking at 57 hours. That's up 10 hours in just the last 6 years. So you're spending 57 hours driving around listening to WTMJ, let's hope.
Jim, are any cities actually getting it right, finding ways to ease traffic or make commuting more efficient?
Perhaps, yes. Boston, for example, they've begun resetting and tweaking the traffic control devices, that is, the traffic lights in downtown, so that even if you're stuck on the highway, once you get into downtown, you don't have to deal with long, long traffic lights with no cross traffic going the other direction. Result? Maybe. Well, in the last 6 years, the commute time in Boston has actually declined from 86 hours in 2019 to 80 hours now. Coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. But certainly their traffic planners there are going to hang their hats on that and hope that that works. Maybe other cities will kind of take a cue.
Could anybody learn from what they're doing in Switzerland? Have you seen this? Innovative solutions they have in Switzerland. It's something called the Astra Bridge. It's a portable structure that allows traffic to continue flowing over a highway while repairs are happening beneath it.
Nice.
They always got it figured out in the foreign country.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, it still is a matter of keeping up with the growing traffic and the demand that they're trying to meet there. But yeah, that's one way to kind of ease the pain of dealing with traffic construction.
Do researchers think this is the new normal, or could commute times eventually ease again? Could it ever get better?
Hard to say. You know, there are a few bright spots in the country, a few places where these times have gone down, commute times. I was shocked to see Austin, Texas, as one of those places where commuters are spending a little less time in traffic, because Interstate 35 through town, north and south, is always jammed up. It's always under construction. But still, they're having four fewer hours in traffic every year than they are last year. Or in 2019. Is it the new normal? Probably.
Yeah.
We're coming off the pandemic, and now the return to the office orders are in place, and people are flocking back into their offices, but they're doing so at different times of the day. So it's not just a morning and an afternoon issue on weekdays. It's a middle of the day, a middle of the night, and even a weekend issue, Jessica, that people are commuting back and forth.
So oftentimes full closures may happen overnight. So there's a lot of overnight construction, especially during the summer months, Jim. But the current project being launched here in Milwaukee, this is long-term. Ultimately an 8-year project. Meanwhile, another stretch moving north and south on our 4145 stretch is under construction heavily. So you've got lane reduction there, ramps closed. It's all part of a long-term effort here to repair and get these freeways up to the speed that it needs to be in 2025. However, your speed on the road, quite literally, and getting there is going to be heavily compromised. We are stuck in it because all the connecting ramps are a mess here too.
Yeah, and it's a problem in cities all over the country. It's not just a Milwaukee problem, a Chicago problem. Their wait times are horrific, by the way, their traffic delay times. It's nothing like Los Angeles, though. Be glad you don't live there or have to commute there. Well, the weather's great, obviously. Those folks spend 137 hours a year stuck in traffic compared to Milwaukee's 57, so twice as long sitting in traffic.
Yeah, do you have like a top 10 list?
Well, I can kind of parse down through it. So Los Angeles is way up at the top of the list. You look at San Francisco, they're very close at 134 hours. Even a place like Seattle, those folks are spending a lot of time. And again, I think it's a lot of urban areas where, you know, the pavement just hasn't kept up with the cars. By the way, consider this, that, you know, the number of cars and trucks on the road, that number has gone up, but so has the number of delivery trucks, because we're spending so much of our time sitting at home, ordering things online, and those things have to get to our houses. How do they get there? Usually by truck.
Very interesting stuff. It was kind of an informative vent session with ABC's Jim Ryan today. We appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
See you guys.
Yep, you bet. We'll talk to you soon. Jim Ryan joining us from Dallas, Texas.